This Black Music Month, State Farm wants to take a moment to appreciate all the ways Black music brings everyone together. From the Saturday morning soundtrack that gets the whole family cleaning the house, to the beats at the block parties that bring the whole community together. Celebrate the impact of Black music this month and beyond with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is up, everybody? Thank you all for joining me on the latest Mortcast, part of the CSG Network. I am, of course, your host, Jeff Morton. Okay, we just today had the the end of season press conference that was only three people. I have a hard time defining these things because it's a lot different from when I was there every day covering the team. They used to bring out the players. You used to be able to talk to the players and used to be able to, in fact, when I first started, you used to be able to go in the locker room as they were emptying their lockers and talk to them. And now we just get Michael Malone, Calvin Booth, and Josh Kroenke. But I'm going to talk about their press conference today, and I'm going to talk about what they said and how there was some acknowledgement that they need to be aligned, some differences that were notable, and some acknowledgement that it's not about them, it's about Nikola Jokic. But I'll get to that in a second. But first, I want to talk to you about Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA, NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker. Unwind with one of our 150 slots games. Now, this is really truly like one of those one-stop shop things. I keep saying this every time I read about Bet Online, but it's true. It's everything. And not every place is going to have everything available. They got the betting on NBA, NHL, and every other sport, but they also got a place where you can play blackjack and poker and do it online. And really, it truly is an all source gambling spot that is your one stop shop. You know, so like I said, I've always say this, I don't gamble, but if I did, I would need to use a place like this that gives me convenience and everything at the tip of your fingers. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, all in caps, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, all in caps, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. So the end of season presser was today. Obviously earlier than we all thought it would be. And obviously in a place where we don't really want it to be. I mean, the Western Conference Finals are going on, and I've got thoughts about that I will get to in the second half. And I may be a little controversial with that one, but I'll get that in probably at the very end of the podcast. The first reactions I have is what happened at the very beginning was Michael Malone talking about needing to be unified. The word of the week has been aligned through various people and articles, and one that I wrote, you can go check it out on denverstiffs.com. But there, he used the word unified, we need to be unified. And Calvin Booth did admit there are times that they haven't been, which is obvious to everyone who has watched the Nuggets this year. But Michael Malone did point out two things I want to go into, and he's going to be the first section, then I'll go into Calvin Booth. He pointed out how he basically acknowledged that he did drive the guys too much. He played the starters too much. And I think that's another thing that is obviously obvious to everyone. But I have never seen in the 9 years I've been covering Michael Malone, I've never seen his kind of almost a chaste acknowledgement that he, I wouldn't call it sheepish, but he was admitting that he played a part in how the starters basically completely ran out of gas. And if we're honest with ourselves, the starters ran out of gas in both Game 6 and in Game 7. They were able to paper over it because they had 2 days off in between Game 6 and Game 7, but there was a definite drop in energy from Game 6, and it's not coincidental that that they just hit a brick wall, and a lot of that had to do with what they did from the All-Star break to the playoff games, and specifically, and Sandy Clough pointed this out today, playing the Lakers, that was a grueling series for the Nuggets because the Nuggets obviously didn't come in with a lot of energy. And to be honest with you, it kind of tells you something about the Lakers that the Nuggets were able to kind of half energy their way through that playoff series and win in five games. So if I was the Los Angeles Lakers, I would be very, very, very worried about my future considering that happened. But more than that, The Nuggets, they won three games in the middle of the series, and they came into Game 6 and just looked like they were hit by a truck. They had nothing. And that carried over into the second half of Game 7. They just didn't look like they had it in the tank. And there's a lot of systemic things that go into that, but a lot of it had to do with Michael Malone chasing the number one seed. And in the pursuit of that number one seed, overplaying his starters, which is something that we're seeing in the Western Conference right now, how the seeding hasn't really mattered. And this has been something that has been true for a long time now. The seeding has not mattered, be it from the Lakers as an 8 seed, making it to the, or the 7 seed, I think, in last year, making it to the, they were 8, making it to the Western Conference Finals, be it this year where it's a 3 seed and a 5 seed in the Western Conference Finals. Obviously, home court hasn't been the thing that has been the deciding factor here. It has been the team that is probably the healthiest, which is really what the Nuggets were last year. They were the healthiest team, and they were the freshest team coming into it. So obviously there was a lot that led to this point. And the second thing I want to talk about with Michael Malone is him acknowledging Michael Porter Jr. Now, I do think that rightfully so, the fans who have talked about MPJ are doing so in a we need to do something kind of way, and I think the heart's in the right way in place. I think there is some scapegoatism going on when basically everyone, including Jamal, who was largely atrocious for most of that series, kind of avoids scapegoating. It's MPJ for some reason that gets the lion's share. But Michael Malone pointed out that it was MPJ that was the one of the reasons that the Nuggets were able to beat the Lakers. The only person other than Nikola Jokic who was able to muster up the requisite energy to really go in and do what it takes to beat the Lakers in five games, other than Jamal Murray's two last-second shots. And if we are honest with each other, Jamal had a terrible playoffs. I mean, he had his two game winners, but he had a terrible playoffs. And I think there's a lot that goes into the Nuggets and what they are able to do through this the playoffs, and what they were able to accomplish through the year was papered over by the fact that they were playing their starters more minutes than anyone but one team this year. And if you're Thibodeauing your team, and there's going to be a problem in the playoffs. There's a reason Tom Thibodeau's teams don't progress very far, because they are worn out. Starters play a lot, and that's what happened to the Nuggets this year. And I think there was an acknowledgement from Calvin Booth that he played a factor in this. And coming to MPJ played 81 games this year, and he pointed that out. He was very complimentary of Michael Porter Jr. Now, I mean, there could be reasons for that, but I think in his heart was in the right place. Because of the probably, I would say, overwrought complaints that Mike's been getting. But it's natural that this would happen. To be honest with you, I will go back to my last podcast. I think he's the only piece that you could even think about moving to even get anything back, because Jamal, I think, is damaged at this point, extremely damaged. And to believe it or not, I don't think MPJ is as damaged as Jamal is right now, who is coming into contract extension talks, which is part of the thing. They also talked about KCP and keeping him and all that stuff. There's a lot that went into this presser today. I want to talk about Calvin Booth for a sec. I do not, and I want to stress this to people, I do not really know Calvin Booth. I have met him many times. He has been with the organization since 2018. I have known him since then. But I don't know him well. The people over in other media outlets know him significantly better than I do. I know Tommy Balsettis pretty well, but I don't really know Cal. But I do think that from what I've seen from these press conferences, he's very fond of his draft picks. And I think that comes across in it when he talks about Julian Strother and he talks about Christian Brown. And it's the GM, new GM thing. They like their guys. But the thing is, I'm really curious to see how the Nuggets approach this year, because as someone pointed out on Twitter, David Walker pointed this out on Twitter. I want to give him a shout out. The Nuggets was very specifically, Calvin Booth said he don't want to avoid having 1 year rental guys, basically veterans on veteran minimums come in and who leave when they get a better contract. David Walker pointed out where they got Bruce Brown on a steal, and you want a championship. And I think that kind of gets lost in the shuffle here. I don't know if that's any of that's ever available, but there is this notion that you need to keep the pipeline up with all these rookies. And I said this on Sandy and Sean's show today on Mile High Sports. You can only keep adding rookies so much to a veteran roster. There's a finite amount of time that Nikola Jokic has. And I don't know if you can keep plugging in more and more and more rookies into this and still maintain a competitive thing. People have brought up the Derek Lively thing with the Dallas Mavericks. Derek Lively was surrounded by veterans. And the Dallas Mavericks also made a huge trade in the middle of the season to amplify Luka Doncic. I mean, there is a lot of factors in Derek Lively. And I think that is the Christian Brown lesson. He was surrounded by veterans. It wasn't just him out there with Peyton Watson, with Colin Gillespie, with Julian Strother, a bench unit that is completely young, trying to win a championship. The coaches are going to have struggled with that, and I think Calvin has struggled with that. I think he likes his draft picks. He likes his approach, but he is very fond of them, and I think he is struggling with adapting to this. I think he understands that this you need to be able to maximize Nikola Jokic, and he's very wedded to the draft pick approach, which makes them not making a move at the deadline even more head-scratching, because obviously it was clear by the deadline that this thing wasn't working, and the young guys weren't playing. And in order to heighten your depth, you need to do something. But at the same time, what are the Nuggets going to trade, as someone would rightfully point out? They're having a hard time signing Kentavious Caldwell-Pope right now. So I get that. So anyone who is screaming at their podcast catcher right now at me, I understand what you're saying. I get it. I'm just saying. Okay. So in the second half of the podcast, I'm going to talk about Josh Kroenke and his commitment to Nikola Jokic, which was really the top line thing that he said today, other than the stuff about the CBA. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Western Conference Finals, which we saw game one last night. And I kind of want to have a talk conversation about the Minnesota Timberwolves, and maybe there's some forest for the trees stuff going on there. So anyway, we'll get to that in the second half of the podcast.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So Josh Kroenke talked about there was a lot of things they were talking. It was a lot of business oriented stuff they talked with Josh about in the presser. You know, the CBA, the changes, everything that has gone on. And Josh did talk about how these contracts that the Nuggets signed to Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and MPJ were signed under a different CBA. Now, there's a little fudging going on there. There's a person involved and who knows what's going on with negotiations and stuff like that with the CBA, and that's Josh Kroenke. It's... He knows what's going on. He knows what's coming down the pike. The NBA is not very good at surprising. Everything they do, they telegraph. So everyone knew. And so let's not be surprised. No one was surprised by what was happening with the CBA. The NBA, under Adam Silver, wants parity. And it's manufactured parity due to contract restrictions. It is what it is. It's the way the NBA is now. We're going to have a six different champion of the last 6 years. So obviously this is part of the deal. And there's a lot of onerous restrictions, specifically in the second apron. If you go into the super tax area, and obviously there's just the NBA is trying to discourage you from doing a Golden State Warriors thing, where they were just throwing money at a roster and keeping it together. So, sorry, I just got a drink. So, Josh Kroenke talked about that. I mean, there was a lot of discussion about that. They also talked about keeping KCP and things along that lines. But he also did speak about it being hard, but they need to basically have a commitment to Nikola Jokic and do everything they could possibly do for Nikola Jokic. And if anyone read my article that I wrote on DenverStos.com, I talked about how the Nuggets needed to reorient themselves toward Nikola Jokic. I do think they kind of got away from it. They got away from Nikola Jokic. They got away from maximizing their superstar. And I think I'm not sure about Calvin Booth. And some of that is probably due to the way Calvin Booth talks. He's very dry. So sometimes you don't get a real sense of things. But I think there was some sense that they let Nikola Jokic down this last year, particularly with how he was played and how he was playing, you know, being made to play a lot of minutes down the stretch. And he was definitely no player in that starting unit, aside from Michael Porter Jr., to be honest with you, was really looking fresh in that Lakers series. And they all looked dog tired against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And those things were part and parcel to this whole thing. But Josh Kroenke admitting this was big, because even up to last year, there wasn't this, we got to do everything because we have a superstar and there's a finite amount of time that we have with them. You know, I pointed this out in my article. I keep mentioning that. I'm sorry. I don't write that often, so I got to keep flogging this thing. I pointed out that the Nuggets had completely lost the plot when it comes to maximizing Nikola Jokic. A lot of the things that were done today were to the sake of either getting regular season wins or trying to develop a back end of the roster. You know, I pointed this out on Sandy and Sean's show today, that there's 18 roster spots. Three roster spots go to two-way contracts that who are never going to play. And then there's another six that went through to first and second year players. That is a lot. That is a lot. And then, as I pointed out in the first part of the podcast, they got two more draft picks this year. Like, you're reaching critical mass with the amount of rookies you're going to be able to sustain on a roster without just becoming a mediocre developing team that wants its rookies to develop. Honestly, you're really reaching critical mass, even though you have Nikola Jokic on it. And I don't know what the Nuggets are going to do. As it was pointed out by many, many different people, the Nuggets are kind of stuck. You know, and I don't like to put it that simply, but the Nuggets are kind of stuck because of, not going to say the contracts they signed, but due to the model that everyone else was following at the time, and things changed. So you're not going to be able. Now, there's some differences coming down the pike, and I'm going to talk about this in the next podcast in a couple days. Look for this on Saturday. I'm going to kind of devote all the Saturday podcasts to business stuff, NBA business stuff, so you got to look forward to that. And on Saturday, I'm going to be talking about the new media deal that's coming down the pike, a lot of the hand-wringing going on about inside the NBA, which is no one's fault but Turner, and I'm going to talk about its effect on the NBA's salary cap, which is going to spike 10%, basically. Now, and that's not going to be consistent, but it's going to be around that. Every year for 10 years. And this sort of thing is going to have a fundamental change about the way we view contracts. And I'm going to get to that later. But Josh Kroenke, even though he did acknowledge all the difficulties, he did say we have to maintain aggressive because we owe it to Nikola Jokic. You can't do another year where you kind of just say, we're gonna punt. And that was one of Calvin Booth's fundamental problems. And I think sometimes, I don't think he means it in the ways that it comes across in print. I don't know Calvin Booth as well as, say, the people over at DNVR. I will say he does struggle to communicate. And I don't think he intended for it to be a wet fart when he said that it's not about repeating. I think he meant to say we need to be more sustainable in a new CBA, and it just came across like, well, we're so smart, we're going to be able to do this, blah, blah, blah. I'm what, 4 or 5? Yeah. And it just came across wrong. And that was the Ringer interview he did before the season started. But Josh Kroenke saying that they owe it to Nikola Jokic was, I think, probably should be the top line takeaway of this. Because that's the first time the Nuggets have really acknowledged that, especially the Nuggets brass, has acknowledged that it's not about them, it's about Nikola Jokic. And I've been saying this consistently and over since the season ended. They lost sight of who matters. And the person who matters is your superstar. This is the freaking NBA. It doesn't matter what CBA changes you put in. It's the straw that stirs the drink is your superstar. And as much as people don't like that sort of thing, it's the God's honest truth. Not that Nikola Jokic would put his thumb on the scale like Giannis has done the last couple of years. He is the guy that matters. He is the guy that you need to maximize. And I do think this last year, the Nuggets kind of got away from that, and it manifested itself to what they had at the end of the year. So kudos to Josh Kroenke for acknowledging that, and I hope that becomes a pattern going forward. Before I get away, I want to mention the Western Conference Finals. While the game was going on, I texted a couple friends, and I said, is it Dallas in 5 or 6? And they were like, what? I said, Dallas in 5 or 6. And they said, well, the Wolves are up in this game. I said, it doesn't matter. You see how they're playing. Sometimes you can just tell. And what I saw from this Wolves team is two things that I think that we kind of don't acknowledge for the Nuggets when we're coming into games like this and series like this. So I think the Nuggets were too tired to beat a Dallas Mavericks team. I think it doesn't matter who came out, because either the Nuggets are exhausted from everything that led up to that point, or the Minnesota Timberwolves, who were in a knockdown, drag-out 7-game series. Plus, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and someone else pointed out this data, I wish I could credit them, but I don't remember who said it, said that the Minnesota Timberwolves were built to beat the Denver Nuggets. I'm not necessarily certain they were built to beat other high-level teams who are playing well. And I think that sort of thing was evident to me last night. The Minnesota Timberwolves were struggling to stop the 1-2 punch of Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, because they presented a completely different challenge. The defense of the Timberwolves is wholly designed to stop one ball handler. Okay. And by that I mean they have Jaden McDaniels on your basically full court pressuring your one ball handler. And the Nuggets got around that by having Aaron Gordon bring the ball up the court and in their last series, but that was only sustainable for so long. The Nuggets needed to have the knockout punch in Game 6 in that scenario. But it was always going to come back to bite them, because really, truly, the Wolves' defense is geared towards cutting off the point of attack with the point guard and having everything else be funneled into Rudy Gobert. It really reminds me of the Denver Nuggets of the mid-90s, to be honest with you, with the way they attacked the perimeter and funneled everything into Jokic. So, that being said, the Dallas Mavericks have two. Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic. And having two guys like that in your starting lineup, unlike Jokic, who does everything deliberately and doesn't generally try to bring the ball up by himself, is about having two guys who are guards, essentially, having that ability to both A, score, and B, distribute. And you, what you saw from the Minnesota Timberwolves is, despite having a close game, they weren't exactly sure of how to stop it, because they're geared up to stop the Denver Nuggets. And I think that really clearly was something that I don't know if they're going to have enough, because quite frankly, their offense, as I said this over and over, the Minnesota Timberwolves offense is pretty bad. Last night they had Jaden McDaniels go Kevin Durant mode. I don't know if that's going to happen again. I really do not. He's the last two games, he's hit a lot of threes. Honestly, he is not that kind of player. And you cannot depend on Jaden McDaniels doing that sort of thing. And they're going to have to depend on Karl Anthony Towns basically being able to overcome being Karl Anthony Towns and becoming that 1A type of player. And I just don't know if the Timberwolves have that. I do not know if they are going to be able to do that, because their offense is so limited. It really depends on Anthony Edwards, who's had, if we look back on it, folks, it was 3 out of the last 4 games, he's not even scored 20 points. And he has generally run out of gas. And if he's not driving their engine, that team struggles. We may see Dallas Mavericks, Boston Celtics finals, to tell you folks. I think we may be heading towards that. So anyway, all right, thank you all for joining me on the latest Morecast. I'm going to be back on Saturday to talk about the new media deal and the consequences therein around that. I hope you stay tuned for that. All right, thank you all for joining me on the latest Morecast. I'm going to be back in a couple days with another episode. Goodbye.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything. Because anything can happen after noon.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle, follow your Crave.
Save big money with help from Menards. Stay cool this summer with portable air conditioners from Polonis. Featuring multiple comfort settings and built-in thermostat, they're easy to install, come with a remote, and are available in several models suited to your specific cooling needs. Take control of your comfort with Polonis products at Menards. And check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.